Into space, not saying them face to face. Took a week for you to ask me on a date. Quit the games, cause I ain't gonna wait. You're already overthinking. What if it all went wrong? You could be over drinking here with me all night long. I want you to be missing the moment. Be missing the moment. Be missing the moment. Be missing the moment. In the moment. Gonna fall through. We're sick of the expectations. Why don't we just let go of our misinterpretations? I'm gonna let you know. I want you to be missing the moment. Meet me in the city where everything that we feel is real. Eye to eye and hand in hand. We're breaking up the cycle. Cause everything that we feel is real. Never gonna be missing the moment. Be missing the moment. Be missing the moment.
To send a shout around. Okay, I want to say hi to my brother, all my friends, all my people. Says hi. Hi everyone, this is Lihle Lindsay Msimang and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
Yeah. Good morning. Thank you, amazing listener, for tuning in. Thank you very much for tuning in to the What's the Topic show. Yes, this is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic on another amazing Wednesday morning. Yeah, we're doing this together. We are doing it together as we normally do it. Yeah. And it's going to be really, really awesome because today we're going to be looking at something that's really, really awesome and amazing and mind-blowing, which is rich versus poor. Yeah. I know, like, you'll be thinking, okay, is there like a fight going on between between the rich and the poor? What's going on here? Like, what? Okay, yeah. Are they fighting? What's going on? Is there a war? So that's probably what you're thinking, and yeah, you just want to find out what is happening between the rich and the poor. Yeah, that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at the rich and the poor. Yeah, we're going to look at them. Is there a war? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But before we get into that, the song that you were listening to before I came into the hall picture, I almost said other stuff, but before I came into the picture, the song that you were listening to was by Sony Federa, and the title of the song was The Moment Is, not was, yeah, it's not like the title of the song changed, no, still the same. So that was Sony Federa, The Moment. So if you wanna go check it out, go check it out. You'll love it. Yeah, it's like really, really awesome. I was like moving. I was like, wow, this is an awesome jam right there to start your whole morning. Yes, to start the whole show. So, like I said, we're gonna be looking at the whole topic of rich versus poor, the whole concept of rich versus poor. And yeah, you know, the rich, there's something that's happening in their world, and you got the poor, there's something else that's happening in their world. But there's gonna be a main focus that we're actually gonna look at, and I guess like the question would be in fact, if I had to get the question, you know, concerning the rich and the poor, like from different people, I guess it would be, Nash, how do you get rich? Yeah, like one would ask, Nash, how do you get rich? Or how do I avoid being poor? You know, like that's actually what one would ask. Like, yeah, that's a question that I would get, you know, like. And it's interesting because at a point in life, also myself, I had the same question. I was like wondering, how do I, you know, avoid poverty? How do I not be poor? That was one of my questions. Like, I was thinking back then also ideas of how not to be poor, because like it's a reality and people, they actually avoid that. You know, people are actually looking forward to living a wealthy lifestyle. How do you live a lifestyle where financially, yeah, you know, wise, you actually sorted, like you're actually not in a position where you're living in debt, which is scary because there's like people that are actually living right here on the earth, and when you look at their life, it's filled with debt. Yeah, filled with debt. And the crazy thing is they actually in that position because they were never taught, like, yeah, not taught taught, yes, thought is something else, it's you thinking. They were never taught, yes, you know, teaching. So they were never actually taught how to manage their money, you know, and all those stuff. You can get a person, they actually got a million in their account, but they're still poor. Yes, they're still poor. Yeah, you know, that's how some people would pronounce it. They're actually still poor. And why? The question is, why are they in a position where you got a million in your account, yet you're still poor? What is actually happening in your world for you to be in a situation like that? And yeah, you might be one of them. You might be actually one of those that are actually in a position where you got a lot of cash in your account, but you're still poor because you like paying things off and debt and all those stuff, you know, still paying your house off and all those things. So how do you go from being like that to a position where you actually in a position where, yeah, you're not paying off debt and you're not poor, but now you have your own things, and yeah, now you actually better off, you know, and all your stuff and financially stable and everything. So how do you go from that position to being financially stable? Or on the other side, how do you go from being in a position where you literally have nothing, like zero, zilch, yes, nada. Yeah, you know how is how, yeah, people would say, how do you go from having nothing to actually being stable? So those are like the questions that are in most of the people's minds. That might be one of the questions that is in your mind. So we're gonna be looking at how do you go from those situations to being stable after this awesome, amazing short session.
Your number one hit station in town.
Active FM.
for the love of music.
I remember this.
I remember this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Awesome, short, but impactful. Yeah, and amazing at the same time. At the same time. Yeah, so this is still your boy Fearless Eagle right here. Yeah, we're gonna go into the topic itself of rich versus poor. Yeah, that's what we're gonna be looking at. And thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you, I really do appreciate it. Yeah, and thanks for the support. Yeah, do share the show, don't forget to do that, and yeah, get a lot of people exposed to the show, because they are actually going to love it. Yeah, they're gonna love it. Now, looking at the whole concept of rich versus poor, the one thing that I want you to actually know as a listener, you know, the one thing I want you to take note for yourself is that, yo, rich versus poor, like, it's not a fight or war, you know, against each other. Nah, we actually supposed to be in a position where we, yeah, you know, fighting the same battle, where we helping each other and everything. But now, yeah, the reason why you got rich people on the one side and poor people on the other side is because of different mindsets. So when we actually looking at mindsets, we looking at different natures. And something that's really interesting in my own life at the moment, I'm actually getting exposed to this type of different mindsets, you know, like, yeah, teachings and all those stuff. It's like really awesome. It's like really, really amazing. And this is even a book that I'm gonna tell you, like, I'm gonna tell you about it. And it's really awesome, that book, because I got exposed to it when was it? Okay, yeah, it was actually the year before, yeah, in 2019. That's when I actually got exposed to the book. Like early 2019, I got exposed to the book, and I'm thinking of it. It wasn't 2019. It was 2018. That is when I got exposed to the book, and then I read the book because someone else told me about the book, and then I was like, okay, this sounds like a very interesting book to actually read. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go search it out, you know, and actually look at what's happening with the book and what is it really about, and if what this person told me about the book is actually true. So I went on Google and I actually searched for the book, and I saw, okay, this book is actually on Amazon and Kindle, like it's actually available on those platforms. And then eventually I got the book, and yeah, it was like a good 6 hour, yes, 6 hour of reading the book and getting exposed to the material and all the stuff, which for me didn't take me 6 hours. So if you actually dedicated and yeah, you like motivated to finish the whole book, it should take you a good 6 hours. But for me, it took me more than 3 days. I think it was close to a week that it took me for me to actually get into the book and finish the whole book. And the book itself is by Robert Kiyosaki, and the book is actually titled Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it actually deals on different type of mindsets and what actually happens in both people's worlds. Like, it's actually crazy and awesome at the same time. And you know, when I was reading the book, I never had the whole mindset of like this book is, yeah, let me say, it has a lot of biblical concepts in it. I never had that type of mindset, and I wasn't aware that it actually had a lot of biblical concepts in it. And yeah, the guy even mentioned, you know, in the book that he is not a spiritual person, but the stuff that he is saying and touching on, they actually, yo, they're powerful, and they actually found in the Bible as well. It's like really awesome and amazing. But yeah, that's what we basically looking at, like the different type of mindset, different, the like, hey, woo, yay, the different types of mindset and the different types of natures, you know, the different patterns of thinking. Because when you look at a poor person, they actually have a pattern of thinking, a way of thinking. And when you look at a rich person, they actually have a separate, yeah, different type of thinking as well. Like, they actually have another pattern of thinking that is different from a poor person. And for myself, like my personal experience, I can actually tell you that is true. It's actually true. Like, we do not have the same type of thinking. And like, I'm looking back, you know, now going back to the whole book and realizing that, hey, the book actually has Bible, you know, principles. That's where I actually looked back and I thought, wow, it is actually true. The fact that, yeah, we have different types of thinking, different patterns of thinking as different people, you know, depending on what type of background that you, yeah, involved in, your head and everything. We actually do have different types of thinking. And yeah, basically I'm gonna touch on some examples of how a poor person thinks versus how a rich person thinks, you know, and their patterns of thinking. That's what I'm gonna look at after this awesome, amazing session.
Here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice at your word unfading. I miss every instantaneously. I find myself in the presence of the cross.
stream the album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
Yep. Yeah, that was Jack Dylan, Oxygen. Yeah, so we're actually looking at the whole concept of the rich type of thinking and the poor type thinking. Yes, so the mindset, the different mindsets. So now I'm gonna give you a scenario, and this is literally what actually happens in both worlds. It's like really, really interesting. So like awesome, amazing concept that actually can change your life. And yeah, even Robert T. Kiyosaki actually mentions it. You know, he actually touches on the fact that he had the privilege of having two dads in his life. He had a rich dad and a poor dad, and I was like thinking, wow, that's actually awesome. Like, he actually had the opportunity to be exposed to that. And I was thinking, how does a rich person think, how does a poor person think? And like I said, I've got my own personal experience of this. I can actually tell you that I have witnessed both sides. Yes, I've actually seen both sides, and I'm sure you're also gonna identify both sides after, you know, listening to all of this. And yeah, when you actually look at, for example, let's take a look at the rich side. You know, if you look at the rich side, let's say, okay, there's a scenario. We're going to a car shop. So we go into a car shop, you know, a car dealer, and we like go inside the shop and we wanna buy a new car. So you like walk in the shop, you find there's a Lamborghini, you know, there's a Audi, there's a Bugatti, there's a BMW. You actually found that, yeah, like there's those cars in that place. And then you look at the prices, you're like thinking, whoa, hey, like literally these cars are expensive. Let's say you look at the price tag says it says $500,000. Now this is what happens in both worlds. This is the pattern of thinking that they're both gonna have. So a rich person's gonna look at the whole price tag, $500,000, and then the rich person's gonna think to himself, $500,000, this is very interesting. What can I do to actually be able to afford this in my life? Like literally, that's the type of mindset that a rich person is gonna have. They wanna look at the car, they'll look at the price tag, and they wanna think to themselves, what can I do to actually be able to afford this car? That is literally what they wanna think. What can I do to afford this car? But on the other side, a poor person, they gonna look at the whole car and the whole price tag and think, $500,000? Nah. They gonna complain. They will be like, nah. This is too expensive for me, man. I'm out of here. I'm going to look for something that's cheaper. And it's crazy because when I look at my own life, I'm like thinking, whoa, that's dangerous. It's actually dangerous for you to have a mindset like that because it does affect you. And even Robert Kiyosaki actually said the reason why poor people are poor is because of that type of thinking. That's actually what they think. They think, yo, this is too much and they can't do it. They have they actually have an I can't mentality. And because of that mentality, what happens is the brain shuts down. And that's actually crazy because I actually did, I had the privilege of doing biology in high school. And yeah, I like we did the whole, you know, human system. We did the brain, we did the heart, you know, your circulatory system, you know, we did all of those stuff, you know, your cardiac system, all those things. We actually touched them, and even how the eye works, I'm like thinking, whoa, that is what actually got me to think, wow, God is actually real. That's where I even found out that there is literally a cell inside your body that holds the whole body together. In fact, it holds all of your other cells together, and that cell is in the shape of the cross, you know, Christ. Yes, like literally. So when the Bible actually tells you that Christ holds you together. It's true. There's a cell that is in the shape of a cross that holds your whole body together. It actually makes sure that all the other cells are stuck together and they're working how they're supposed to work, which is really crazy. So that is a topic for another day. In fact, I've even spoken about it a while back, like I think it's, yeah, maybe 2 years back. Yeah, but now looking at the whole situation of mindset, yeah, that's actually what gets people to be in a position where they do not have financial breakthrough and they're not in a position where they're stable financially. It's because of their mindset. Their mindset is actually what's keeping them poor, and we need to have a mindset where we actually don't complain. We don't have an account type of mentality, and I'm gonna teach you how to actually not have that mindset after this.
Active FM radio, never been better. This is Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Yeah. Half, y'all's ego. Woo, I hope you loved that. You enjoyed that. I did. So, looking at the whole concept of thinking, you know, the difference between the rich person and the poor person is their nature, is actually their thinking, is their mindset. And because of their mindset, that's why some people are poor and others are rich. And when we actually look at the type of patterns, you know, that happens in their head, poor people, they have an account type of mentality where anything that they get exposed to that they see as a threat, they say I can't, and as a result of saying I can't, they actually back down. That's actually what happens in your brain, and it's something that I learned when I was doing biology. Whenever you say I can't, your brain looks for every single defense mechanism that it can actually find, you know. That's actually what happens. But when you actually tell yourself I can, your brain actually looks for every possible solution that it can use to actually accomplish that whole situation that you are in, and how to overcome and conquer that whole situation that you are in. It looks for solutions. That's actually what happens in your brain. And those are like some patterns that rich people, they actually have, where if they are in a position where they do not have cash, they actually say that I'm broke. And being broke is not permanent, it's actually temporary. And you, on the other side, you got, you know, poor people where they do not say I'm broke, they actually say I'm poor. And because they say I'm poor, they're actually confessing things into their lives that were not meant to be, and it's crazy. Now when you actually go into the Bible, you know, let me be honest with you, a mindset where it's you saying I can't or I'm broke, that is basically a lazy mindset. It's actually a mindset that, yeah, it's a poor mindset, it's a poor mentality, and that's not the type of mindset we're supposed to be having. And one thing that I can say is the Bible actually encourages you to work and to actually be in a position where you're not lazy, to have a mindset where you're conquering. That is basically what the Bible encourages you to do. And yeah, just two verses that I'm gonna read. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And yeah, there is like one verse that actually tells you, hey, have a different type of mindset, you know. Actually have a mindset where you're conquering, have a mindset where you do things to say, hey, I'm gonna do the best in this. And because of that mindset, you'll actually be in a position where you reap the benefits. And then the other verse is Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10, and this is what it says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working, no planning, no knowledge, no wisdom. And it's crazy. Like literally, while you're here, actually do everything with your mindset in it, you know. Do everything with your whole effort, you know. Actually be in a position where you actually do everything the way you're supposed to do it. Because when you actually look at the whole situation of the Lord actually creating man, like the Lord your God actually took man, and in the beginning he put man in the Garden of Eden to actually work. And there was like our purpose, you know, there is our purpose to actually work, you know, and make sure that, now when I say work, I'm not saying your purpose is to actually come on earth, work, and then die. No, your purpose is actually to do the work of God, You need to be working for God. That's what I'm actually saying. Your purpose is to work, but not just work. Work for God, fulfilling your purpose. That's what you need to be doing. And yeah, when you're doing that, that's where you actually find the true blessing that the Lord has in store for you. It's actually a very awesome, interesting thing. And yeah, like I said, the rich are not special, and it's not because they're special that's why they're rich. No, it's because of the mindset. That I have different types of mindset. So don't be in a position where you have an I can't type of mentality. Every single time you say I can't, your brain defends you from the whole situation and whatever that it sees as a threat in front of you. But when you say I can, or how can I actually improve my life to actually be better off in this situation or afford this, it actually looks for solutions that are actually going to help you be in a position where you, yeah, you know, you're better off in that whole situation. So that's one thing that I want you to have as an individual. It's been a very insightful show and very awesome at the same time, because there's a lot of things that, yeah, myself, I learned, you learned, and I hope you really do take it to heart and actually be in a position where you apply it in your life. And yeah, if you do want to go get the book by Robert T. Kiyosaki, and it's actually titled Rich Dad Poor Dad, and it's really, really awesome. So make sure that you take what you have learned here, apply it to your life, and see it change your life. And it's really, really awesome. So make sure you always have a I can mindset. Yes, how can I do this? How can I improve my life? And not an I can't mentality, because every single time you say I can't, your brain looks for, yeah, every reason that it can actually find for you not to do something, and make sure that you're in a position where you're lazy. So do not do that. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Facebook/ActiveFM777, Twitter at ActiveFM. Our website is www.activefm.co.za. iTunes podcast ActiveFM, or search the name of the show. Google podcast ActiveFM. YouTube, we have a ActiveFM channel. Make sure you go and subscribe. Yes, if you haven't, and you'll find even interviews from the void. It's like really, really awesome and amazing. Like literally, we all over the world. Yeah. There's awesome things happening in ActiveFM. And yeah, do send me a shout out if you actually want to be interviewed as well. Yeah, I would actually want you on What's the Topic. And yeah, I actually want to hear your side of the story, you know, concerning the whole mindset and being in a position where you reach poor. Yeah, you know, I actually want your insight, and let me know what you think. Don't forget to also catch us on Spotify, search the name of the show, whatever show it is. TikTok, we're there as well at ActiveFM777, and it's really, really awesome. It was amazing having you here. I'm gonna leave you and love you. See you next week, same time, same place. If it's good morning for you, good morning. Good afternoon for you, good afternoon. Evening, good evening. Night, good night. Yeah, whatever time zone you're in. See you. I am gonna see you, see you, see you, see you next time. Yes, same place. ActiveFM, radio has never been better. Peace out and God bless. Yeah.